It's time to get strong, fit, and resilient. Welcome to the Fear Being Average podcast with your host, Brandon Rinka, where Brandon shares insights, practices, and education on leveling up how you look, feel, and perform. Say goodbye to complacency and get ready to kick the door into a new standard of living.
Okay, so I've recently been doing a lot of kind of reading and kind of educating on environments, right? And how you can set your environment up for success. And I think that's such a, you know, underutilized, neglected area of people's lives, right? Where we kind of think that, you know, what we know is the most important thing, which of course that has a lot of, you know, validity and a lot of value, but the people that you surround yourself with is so important for your success, for your happiness, for your fulfillment, for your health, mental, and physical and emotional health. And that's in our control, right? Because I think sometimes we get so locked in to having certain types of people, whether we grew up with them, whether they're family, old friends, our coworkers, that we kind of just accept it for what it is. But at the end of the day, yes, there's going to be like only so much control we have over certain environments. Like if you work a job with, you know, 15 other people and you have to interact with them, well, you need to obviously navigate that space a little bit more cautiously, right? You're not going to be able not to see them. So you're going to have to choose the conversations you have and the time that you spend with them and how to mitigate and kind of, you know, navigate that space where you can still do your job effectively and interact with these individuals, but that you're not being, you know, absorbed with the information that you don't want to hear from them, right? So sometimes it's a little bit trickier for individuals than others. Obviously, you know, a guy like myself who runs his own business, you know, I'm a solo entrepreneur and, you know, I have clients, of course, but even that I have control over if I want to work with a particular client or not, and if I want to hire a particular coach or an employee or what have you, right? So it gets trickier, but at the end of the day, we need to still look at our circumstances as something that we have control over. And again, I know a lot of people that are in professional environments that do a really good job of navigating that space. They keep out of the drama. They keep out of the gossip. Yes, they're not as involved as the rest of the staff with one another, but they protect their mind. They protect their emotional state. They protect how they feel and the attitude that they live life with, because they're not around that kind of cancerous environment, right? And they've done that very consciously. So these are the five types of people that you really want to, you know, surround yourself in your life, that you want in your life. And they can be a big influence on your success and really help you, you know, go to the next level, help you prosper, and just live a higher quality of life. And this is something I've really tried to implement in my own life, the removal of certain individuals or types of individuals, and then surrounding myself with the individuals that are going to allow me to, you know, live out my potential and help me create success more efficiently, right? And be in a better mind state, be in a better emotional state, and just, you know, be a better person on the whole. So number one, mentor is a big one, right? You want to have a mentor in your life. And when I think about a mentor, it basically would indicate someone who has the skill set, has the success that you want to create. So they've walked the path. They're a guide for you, right? They've done it before, and now they're giving you the tools. They're giving you the blueprint. They're giving you insight on how to create the life that you want, right? So they're really just someone who you're learning from. You know, typically you want them to have characteristics that you respect, that you would like, that you admire, that you appreciate, that you trust, and they're a good person, right? And you turn to them in times of difficulty. You turn to them in times of, you know, excitement, potentially new opportunities. And one of the keys is when you do find yourself a good mentor, they're someone who obviously has success that you want to create. So they might be busy. They might be very involved in what they're doing. And if they choose to engage in somewhat of a mentorship with you, and that can just be, you know, calls every week or every 2 weeks, or, you know, just send me a text message when you have a question and they're happy to engage. The mentors, they are doing so because they want to help you. So if you're someone who wants a mentor of some sort, and you're lucky enough to find someone that you really connect with, that you want to, you know, kind of replicate the success that they've created, be sure to implement and apply the advice they give you. There's nothing more frustrating for a mentor to give advice to someone for free. They take their time, their energy to give you the insight that they've learned and they're privy to, and for you not to implement the strategies that they're helping you with, that's going to be very frustrating. You're going to lose that relationship. I've been on both ends of it, right? I've been a mentor to, you know, a few different people in my life. You know, they've respected the success that I've created. They admire my work ethic, my discipline, whatever the case may be. And, you know, I've been happy to, you know, guide individuals, but I get very frustrated when the individual does not apply the advice that I'm suggesting to them, and I'm constantly having to reiterate the same points over and over, and I keep seeing them make the same mistakes. That's a relationship that I will inevitably cut off. And for me, I've really tried to take that advice seriously. So when I do have mentors, whether it was my first boss out of university, it was a direct marketing job, and I say boss kind of lightly because it was a very independently run job. There wasn't much of like, you're going to get fired, you have to do this. Like, my success was on me. But she was a fantastic leader and mentor because she was someone I could turn to and, ask the difficult questions and really help kind of navigate difficult times and learn from her success. And she's someone that I still communicate and interact with today, right? And I actually had a call with her last week. And then there's other people that I've been privileged to meet in my life that I'm learning from, and whether that's in the fitness industry, mentors that I'm learning from online, coaches of that nature, mentors that might dabble in real estate. They might have a really balanced, wealthy life, and I'm learning from them. Those are the mentors that you want to go out and you want to find. You want to find people that you want to duplicate their success. You want to duplicate, the life that they've created in a certain degree. Obviously, everyone has their own unique path, but you want to find someone that's basically done what you want to create, and then take their advice seriously. Be sure to take action and actually put their insight into application, or you're going to, you know, push that mentorship away, and you're going to lose a very valuable asset to your life. So, but mentorships, they can expedite the process for you, right? And that's the classic, you know, saying of, you know, success leaves clues. You don't always have to build the blueprint, right? Like, you don't have to start from ground zero and, you know, figure out how to get this thing done. There are tons of resources, tons of individuals, and successes out there that can really expedite the process. They can make you way more efficient in your actions. They can teach you paths and directions that actually allow you to jump over a lot of the mistakes that they made. So really nurture and appreciate this relationship, because it's one of the quickest ways for you to gain access to a much more successful life. And if you are going to them, like I said, appreciate and nurture that relationship like it's something that you truly value, because it is something that you should value. Number two, a supportive partner. Very important that you have, obviously, if you have a partner in your life, husband, wife, whatever, that's going to be the person that you're closest to. You know, in most cases, they're kind of like your best friend. They're the person that you confide in the most, that you share your secrets with, that you share your deepest desires and goals with, the person that you're most intimate with. It's very important that you have a supportive partner. Now, people listening to this might think, well, I've been in a relationship, or I've been married for 10 to 20 years. My partner doesn't support what I do. What do I do? Yeah, that's tricky, obviously. Ideally, before you get into a relationship like that, you kind of set some parameters of a partner that you do want to have in your life. Someone who is supportive, someone who is willing to, you know, fight by your side and be there to help you create success and fulfillment in your life, right? If that's not the case right now, and maybe they're disengaged or disconnected from what you want to do, or maybe they're actually resisted or resistant to what you want to do, it's important to first sit down with that individual, have a conversation, share your values, share your desires, share the outcome that you want to create over the next few months, next few years, what your life wants to look like. A lot of times, partners just assume they know you. They assume that you're going to be the same person you were 3 years ago or 5 years ago. And they might even say, whatever happened to the old insert name? Whatever happened to the old brand? You know, the brand I used to know. Well, we evolve, right? And if you have one partner that wants to evolve and they're growing and they're becoming more ambitious, they're becoming more energized and excited about life and they want to create successes, it's really important that you have that conversation with your partner to share what you want to create, share the path that you're on, so they don't think that you're evolving without them. So then you can actually have a partner who is supportive of what you want to do and how your success, your growth is actually going to still involve them, and how their support is going to help expedite the process, and how important that support is going to be. A lot of people, they don't know how to communicate that or articulate that to their partner, so they don't say anything. And then they're on this, you know, path, this journey of self-discovery or self-development, and their partner is very stagnant and complacent in life, and it feels like there's this tug of war where you're trying to outgrow your partner, but rarely is that the case, right? You're not trying to outgrow anybody. You're just trying to become a better version of yourself. And if your partner is stuck in the mud on who you used to be and who they are, hopefully if they're a supportive partner, they're going to understand what journey you are on. They're going to understand why you're deciding to go down a different path. You know, maybe what some troubles are in your life. You know, the emotional state that you have with your current life, that you want them to better understand your situation, right? So if you can express how you're feeling and why it's very important for you to evolve and grow, and that their support is the thing that means the most to you, in most cases, that partner is going to support you. They're gonna understand where you're coming from. It's just like I use health and fitness as an example. If one partner wants to become healthier and stronger and become a fitter version of themselves, you know, being able to have the conversation of telling your partner, like, this is something I want to do for my mental health. You know, I don't feel good in my body right now. I don't feel good when I look at myself in the mirror. I don't feel emotionally stable. I don't feel physically capable. I don't feel confident when I, you know, go to a pool party or when I stand in front of a crowd. Like, those are those conversations you want to have, so the partner understands, wow, this growth isn't just something that's vain. This person wants to look better than me. They want to look better so they can find someone better than me. It's like, no, they're doing this so they can internally grow, so they can become a more confident, happier, capable, healthy, stable individual, right? And that's something that, why wouldn't you want your partner to be that? Why wouldn't you want your partner to be healthier? Why wouldn't you want your partner to be happier? Why wouldn't you want your partner to be more balanced and emotionally stable? Like, those are good things. That's going to make your life easier. If you have a partner who lacks those characteristics, you know, typically that's going to create a lot of resistance and a lot of difficulty and troubles in your life that you could, that could probably be avoided, right? If they just lived healthier lives. We know in the health and fitness industry how interconnected the mind-body is, right? And what you eat and what you do and what you listen to and what you consume has on how you act and how you feel and think. So you would think that you would want a partner who is living a life of purity and living a life that is built around self-development. So that actually in turn makes your life easier. So have those conversations, because a supportive partner is crucial to the process of you developing in the long term. You know, lots of times you people run into resistance because they have difficulty with their partner, right? And it feels like two people are going down different paths, but usually it comes down to the other partner just not understanding what the one partner is feeling, right? And this can allude to, you know, creating a new side hustle, embarking on a new job or business opportunity, taking on a completely different passion or purpose, improving their health and fitness. Like, these are important things to talk about, and that way, if you are able to articulate yourself to your partner, they are going to be supportive of what you're doing, and the two of you can thrive, and that's just a winning combination. The most success I've seen in the health and fitness industry with, you know, body transformations is a person with a supportive partner. Either they're both on that journey together, or the other partner is confident in who they are, and they're very supportive of what the partner who's on a new journey needs, right? So the partner who isn't necessarily on a path of being fitter and healthier, they're not bringing home a box of Twinkies every night, and they're not asking for Chinese or McDonald's for dinner. They're supportive, so they're creating an environment for their partner, the partner who is on a path of health and fitness. It makes it easier, right? They create an environment where success is much easier and willpower isn't as needed. So very important that we do that. Number three, we want to look at a coach. A coach is someone who you actively invest in, right? Where a mentor, in most cases, is kind of a free resource. There's this give and take where the mentor is being fulfilled by giving back and educating someone that they see as very motivated. And then obviously the individual who is receiving the mentorship is benefiting because they're learning. So it's kind of a win-win there, right? And no one's abusing that relationship. With a coach, now you're actively investing in a professional. You're actively investing in a skilled professional who can, like I said before, to a mentorship, they can expedite the process, right? They can speed up the success that you have. There's going to be a much greater accountability involved with the coach, right? The coach is paid for a service, so they are going to actively check up on you, right? This is to be expected, where a mentor might be someone that you have to reach out to have a have communication with, where a coach, they're going to be the ones reaching out to you. They're going to be asking you questions. They're going to be holding you accountable. They're going to be coming up with strategies and practices for you to engage in so that they see success from you as their client, and that you're obviously going to get the success that you're paying for. I don't think everyone needs a coach, you know, throughout their life. I don't think it's a 24/7 thing. I don't think it's an infinite process of you always need a coach to be successful. But I do think, you know, going back every now and then and investing in a coach is very valuable, right? And like I said, it allows you to learn at an exceptional rate. It allows you to develop at a much more efficient rate. It allows you to learn and grow and create, you know, real purpose and structure in your life. And I think a lot of people, they lack structure. They lack the ability to forcefully put themselves in challenging environments, where a coach is going to actually create a system, create a routine and regimen that's built for you based on what you need, not on just what you want, right? So they're going to be able to analyze your situation much like a therapist would that you're paying for, and they're going to give you direction based on what they see, right? Based on their professional assessment, based on their professional opinion, and they're going to put you on a path of success that you wouldn't have put yourself on actively without that outside resource. So a coach can be very valuable, whether that's an online coach, an in-person coach, and this can be a business coach. It can be a financial coach. It can be a, you know, personal trainer, health and fitness coach. Lots of different ways that you can invest in a coach, and lots of different investment opportunities in terms of, do you want to pay for a higher premium coach? Do you want to pay for a higher premium service? Do you want to do something where the accountability is less frequent, but it very valuable? Some people, you know, hire coaches for once a month to have that interaction, to have that direction created, to have a program built for them. So very valuable. Most people tell themselves they don't need a coach, and then you look at their life and their life is a disaster. Their life is all over the place. They have no direction. They have no idea of what needs to be fixed. They're unable to actually, you know, rectify the issues that are constantly surfacing in their life. And those are the people that need to put their ego aside and say, hey, the coach I'm investing in, the coach I'm hiring is literally a professional That's their job. Their job is to produce results for their clients. Their job is to know this industry inside and out. And they have the resources, if they don't know something, to outsource that information to actually give me the best possible solution for what I need. And it's, again, it's one of those things, if you have to have the self-awareness to realize, I don't know that, or I've never done that. I tell myself I'm gonna go to the gym and work out 3 days a week or 4 days a week, and I'm gonna get in the best shape of my life. But then you look year in, year out, and for 5 years, you've been telling yourself that you're gonna do that. Well, you need to have the self-awareness at that point to say, you know what? On my own, I'm unable to create success in this particular environment, and I'm actually going to outsource my money, my time, my energy to someone that can do it for me, right? Or that can help me, that can guide me, right? They're gonna be a crutch to lean on, right? They're gonna give me and provide me the resources to be successful, because me on my own, I have a difficult time creating real discipline or real structure or doing what I need, my body needs, right? And that's where maturity comes from, or that's what maturity looks like, is being able to say, I've never created success, the success I wanted in this field without a coach, and that I want the success bad enough that I'm willing to hire someone that already has the systems in place to get me successful, because I'm unwilling to learn about those systems. I'm unwilling to put the time in to learn all about this field because it's just too much time. That's why they're professionals. They spend 8 hours to 10 hours a day learning about this field over the last 10, 20, 30 years. I'm never gonna be able to catch up to that. So I'm actually going to outsource my time and save my time by investing a little bit of money on a coach that's gonna get me the result I want. And I'm gonna live a better, higher quality life. Right? I'm going to improve my well-being with this investment. So I think a coach is something that we definitely want to invest in. To what degree, to what capacity is going to change for every person. But if you're someone who thinks you don't need a coach and you look at your life and you have a lot of areas that need major overhauls, you are someone who can't afford not to hire a coach to some capacity. Next one, you want to surround yourself with people who are genuinely happy for you, right? I think a lot of times we fall into the trap of, you know, hanging around people that we've known for a long time. You know, we put ourselves in environments that are very comfortable. Perhaps there's years and years of interaction that, you know, keep us together. It's relatable. You're not going to just give up necessarily, you know, 20-year relationships. It's hard for people to do that, even though they might not be the best relationships for you right now. But you want to ask yourself, are these people excited about my success? Are they helping me navigate my life in ways to not realize failures as much, right? Like, you want people in your life, you want friendships, you want a supportive network where when you're successful, they're as excited for you as you are for them, right? It can't be one of those things where they're excited for your failures, because that means that you're not outgrowing them. Like, you want to surround that. Like, that's probably one of the biggest things that we need to avoid, right? And we need to be able to see that, right? We need to be able to understand, well, sometimes I outgrow someone, right? Sometimes my friends from the past aren't the people that I need in my life right now to get me where I want to go, because we're on two different paths, right? The success I want to create, the life that I want to create, looks a lot different than the life they want to create. And I'm not getting the support. And I've felt this before, where a lot of the success that I've created in whatever field that I've been in, right? Whether it was in sales, whether it was in my direct marketing business, whether it was in health and fitness, whether it was in my adventure challenges, that the most support I would get would be from people that weren't actually the closest to me. They were people that I had these kind of like small interactions with, you know, I knew them through just a community kind of environment. And those would be the people I would get the messages from, and they would be genuinely excited about my success, and they'd be inspired by what I was doing. And I was excited for them too, right? And eventually I was like, you know, I wasn't getting the support from the people that are quote unquote closest to me, like my best friends or the people that I surround myself with the most. And I go, well, this isn't helping me, right? Like I'm not growing at a fast enough rate with people like that in my life. And that doesn't mean those relationships are, you know, negated and they're completely written off. In some cases they would be, right? If a relationship becomes way too one-sided and you feel like you're not getting any social support, then absolutely you need to be mature enough and have the self-awareness to say that relationship is no longer benefiting me, right? It's actually slowing me down. And then there's other relationships where you go, well, this isn't a relationship that's going to get most of my time or a lot of my time. It might get my time when I want to just, you know, go to a game, or I want to do something kind of social and mindless, but it's not a relationship I'm going to have a ton of interaction with because it's not necessarily servicing me in the best way year round. So you want to find people and you want to, you know, create an environment where everyone is happy for each other's successes. And if you are in an environment where people aren't happy for your success and they feel resentful, they feel envious, they feel, you know, anger or bitterness towards you, you want to remove yourself as fast as possible, because that is a negative person. That's a negative environment that's only holding you back, right? They're not going to, you know, find ways to help you. They might even find ways to pull you down, right? And give you advice that is counter to what you need, and make you feel bad for pursuing a life of self-growth and betterment. So you really want to make sure this is harnessed, and you want to make sure that you have people in your life that are 100% excited for you, and willing to be there when you do need support, right? Because it's not about just, you know, being there for your successes, but also being there when you do fail, and you want people to kind of build you back up. Not necessarily yes people, but you want people that are coming up with solutions for you, and with you, and at least being there so you can rely on them, if obviously that does come to fruition. And then last one, I think having a very balanced person in your life is key. And what I mean by balanced person is someone who has a very wholesome approach to life, right? They're successful in whatever regard you want to define that. Perhaps they have, you know, some financial freedom, but they have a lot of social connection. They have a lot of love, and they're part of a community, and they feel happy, right? And they're healthy, and they just seem like they have a really good, you know, set of core values, and their life feels full. I think that balanced person is really important to kind of like keep you grounded. Because I sometimes, when you, let's say you just had a coach or a mentor, and those are the people that you really relied on to learn from, if they're both really success driven and result driven, which a coach would be, and typically a mentor is, because they have the success that you want to create, you can almost become too ambitious to the point where you start neglecting areas of your life that do bring you a lot of value, right? You become a little bit less materialistic when you have a balanced person in your life, because you start realizing that, okay, well, success isn't just, you know, one-sided. Success isn't just financial success. It's not just professional success. And it dials you back to look at life in a bigger picture, right? It allows you to see all the pieces of the pie to what life can be like and what it should be like, and how you can actually balance professional success with personal success, with relationship success, with financial success, you know, with all the stuff that you want in your life. And these balanced people, you know, they're happy, they're fulfilled, and they have life experience where sometimes the coaches and mentors, they're just really successful, but they haven't actually honed in on what success really means, right? And some mentors actually, you know, they have both those qualities, right? They're really successful from a professional standpoint. And mentors aren't just just so to clarify, they're not just for professional success. You know, mentors can be someone who is extremely balanced and that you want to, you know, replicate the success in terms of balance that they have in their life with your life, right? But a balanced person for me, for example, would be someone like my mom or someone like my dad or even my girlfriend Melanie, right? Our pursuits are much different. You know, Melanie is very, she's very social. Like her, if you were to look at her values, it would be, you know, family, it would be social connections, it would be love, you know, trips, experiences, those things are a top of her value system. Where for me, it's a lot more on the professional side of things. You know, I want to create a lot of professional success. I want to have my hands in a few different, you know, businesses and ventures. And I get a lot of excitement through that. But having Melanie as a partner, it balances me out because I don't get blinded by just going all in on the professional success and neglecting the love, the connection, the family time, and the balance. And that balance actually really complements me well, right? Because if I had someone who was evenly as ambitious and excited about professional success, it might create a negative balance, right? Or where I'm so focused on one or two areas of my life that I look back and I go, wow, I completely neglected areas of my life that I do value at a very high degree. So having this balanced person in your life, it allows them to pull you back a little bit. And it could be the other way, where they're the ambitious person that also has the balance in their life, and you're someone who needs a little bit more of a kick in the butt in regards to being less on the side of, well, I have great friends, but I have no money, or I have, you know, my health is a disaster, and I'm constantly in distress with my gut or my relationships or with my bank account. Like, you want to find this person who has a lot of balance in their life, and they're able to, you know, give you the insight into how to create balance across all areas, all pillars of your life. And that's emotional, that's physical, it's mental, it's professional, it's financial. Like, you want to find someone who really has those five pillars, you know, really nurtured, and they can be a big player in terms of actually getting you back on track and seeing things from a healthier state. And this can even come from, if you are religious, it can come from a priest, it can come from a community, it can come from someone who's a little bit more grounded in deeper values. That way, you're able to see things from a different perspective. And I think that's a really healthy thing when you can see things outside of what you're just looking at, and you're able to see a bigger picture from someone who's not you. So there you go, guys. Those are the five types of people that I truly believe you want in your life. I think that they all provide a tremendous amount of value. They all have a massive benefit to the relationship, and they can really help you get out of a rut. They can help you expedite results and create more success, more balance, more fulfillment in your life. And that's what we're after. We're after health. We're after fulfillment. We're after greater quality of life and overall improved well-being. So these are the five people that you want. And anybody that I didn't mention, or maybe I did mention, to stay away from, take that into consideration, because our environment is very powerful. The things we consume, the conversations that we have, the things that we hear, they have a massive role in how we think and how we act. And most people, the success or lack of success that they have in their life is based around the subconscious, right? They're constantly hearing why they can't do something, why it's so difficult to do something. And they kind of get trapped in this idea of this boxed version of success, and it's largely based on their environment, how they grew up, you know, how their parents thinking, their friends thinking, and they're talking to people in the bottom, or the majority, the 80% that haven't created the success that they wanted. And no shit, you're thinking like that. You're thinking in a way that the bottom 80% are thinking, right? And you can find some people in the bottom 80% that are incredibly happy and successful. But there are a lot of people that are very excuse-oriented. They're very nihilistic. They're very negative, very pessimistic. And that thinking will naturally seep into your subconscious. You have to, you know, protect your environment. You have to protect your mind and surround yourself with the five people that I went over in this podcast episode is going to be a big leverage point to getting you to where you want to go and living a better life. So there you go, guys. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Like always, be sure to share the episode with your loved ones and your friends. It might be even a nice little nudge for someone in your life to be more supportive for you, or things that they can look for and help improve their life. So there you go, guys. Have a great rest of the day, and we'll see you in the next episode of the Fear Being Average podcast.